let's review. The daf begins with teachings extolling the greatness of rain. Amar Bavo, Gadol Yem HaGeshamim, Metchias HaMesim. A day of rain is greater than the day when the dead will be revived. De'elo Tchias HaMesim LaTzadikim, Vila Geshamim, Bein LaTzadikim, Bein LaRsham. Because Tchias HaMesim is only for the righteous, whereas rain benefits everyone. Upligad Rav Yosef, Dam Rav Yosef, Mitech Shishkulo Ketchias HaMesim, Kavu'ua Betchias HaMesim. Rav Yosef argues and says rain is equal to Tchias HaMesim, and that's why it was inserted in the bracha of Tchias HaMesim. Am Rav Yehuda, Gadol Yem HaGeshamim Kiyem Shenit Maitara. A day of rain is as great as the day the Torah was given. As the pasuk says, Ya'arev Kamato Likri, my Torah will drip like rain. Lekach refers to Torah, as it says, Ki Lekach Toiv Nasati Lechem, Teirasi Al Tazoivu. For I have given you a good teaching, my Torah, do not forsake. Rava Amar, Yaisu Miyem Shenit Maitara. A day of rain is even greater than the day the Torah was given, because Mid Nitla B'mi. The lesser is usually compared to the greater thing. And here Torah is compared to rain. Rava Rami. Rava explains this pasuk further. The first part, Yarav Kamato Likhi, compares Torah to rain. The second part, Tizal Katalim Rasi, compares the Torah to dew. Rava says, Im Tama Chacham Hagun Hu Katal. If he is a Talmud Chacham with good character, the Torah will be beneficial to him like dew. If not, it will be detrimental to him as rain sometimes is. Similar Rabbi Noah said in a Braisa. Whoever learns Torah for its own sake, his Torah knowledge becomes for him an elixir of life. As the pasuk says, it is a tree of life for those who hold on to it. However, whoever learns Torah not for its own sake, it becomes for him a deadly poison, as it says, Yarav Kamata Likhi. And the word Arifa refers to death, as in Va'arfu Sham Esa Agla Banachal. The Gemara relates a similar idea. The verse Ki Ha'adam Eitz HaSada compares man to a tree. One pasuk says, Ki Mimenu Teichel Va'isa Leisikars. You shall eat from the fruit-bearing tree, and not cut it down, alluding to a Talmud Chacham Hagen, that one should learn from him. Another pasuk says, Oisei Tashchis V'karas, a non-fruit-bearing tree, you may destroy it and cut it down, alluding to a Talmud Chacham Shein Hagen, that one should not learn from him. The Gemara now discusses the advantages of learning Torah with others. Reb Chama Bar Chanina says, the pasuk Barzel B'Barzel Yachad, iron sharpens iron, means that just as one blade sharpens another, so too, two Torah scholars sharpen each other in halacha. Rabbi Bar Chana explained another pasuk. Halakai devar keishnu Hashem. The Torah is compared to fire. Ma'esh ein adolek yichidi. After every Torah ein miskayim bi yichidi. Just like fire does not start from a single piece of wood, so too the words of Torah are not retained by someone who learns by himself. This is what Rabbi Yisrael Chanina explained in the verse Cherev el abadim benoyelu. A sword on those who are alone and become fools. Cherv al sinein shel tamid chachamim shel iskin bad bebad b'terah. A sword upon the enemies of Torah scholars, euphemistically referring to the scholars themselves, who learn alone, because v'lo yoid el shel metafshin. They also become foolish. V'lo yoid el shel chaitin, and they are also sinning, because learning alone, they are likely to err. The word v'noilu means that they become foolish, and it is also used in reference to sinning in the verse Ashenei Alnu Vasher Chatanu. We have acted foolishly and we have sinned. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said words of Torah compared to a tree in the pasuk Eitz Chaim Hilamachazikim Ba, to teach Ma Eitz Katem Madlikas Agadol Af Tamit Chachamim Ketanim Echadin Esagdolim. Just like a small tree can ignite a larger tree, so too young Torah scholars can sharpen the older ones. And this is what Rav Chanina meant when he said, Harba lamadati mirabaisai, mechavera yesu mirabaisai, umitamida yesu mekulan. I have learned much Torah from my teachers, and even more from my colleagues, but I have learned the most from my students. The Gemara expands upon the theme of students. Chanina bar Papa explained two verses referring to different types of students. One pasuk says the teacher seeks out the student to teach him Torah, lekras tzame hesoyimayim, bring water to the thirsty, alluding to a Talmud Chacham. Another pasuk says, the student should go to the teacher, Everyone who is thirsty should go to the water, alluding to a tamid she'ena hagen. Similarly, Rabbi Chanina bar Chama teaches. One pasuk says, Yefutza mai nesecha chutza, your wellsprings will spread outwards, meaning teach Torah to others. This refers to a tamid hagen. Another pasuk says, Yiu l'chol avadecha, they shall be for you alone, do not teach others. This refers to a tamid she'ena hagen. The Gemara next discusses the need for one who learns Torah to be humble. The Torah is compared to water. To teach us that just as water leaves a higher level and travels to a lower level, so too Torah will only be retained by someone who is humble. Similarly, Rabbi Yeshia said that Torah is compared to mayim, yayin, chalav, water, wine, and milk. To teach us that just as these three liquids are only preserved in inferior vessels, such as earthenware, so too Torah is only retained by someone who is humble. Another comparison between Torah and water, wine, and milk is that mashleisha mashna halalu einefsal ne'el b'hesach adas. Just like these liquids only spoil when they are not given proper attention, Torah is only forgotten when it is not given proper attention. The Gemara returns to the discussion of brain. B'chama Bar Chanina says, "Gadol yem hagashamim k'yem shenibru shemayim v'aretz." A day of rain is as great as the day the heavens and earth were created. Rabbi Yeshia says, "Gadol yem hagashamim shafil Yeshua parva avavai." A day of rain is great because on such a day salvation increases and grows. The Gemara excites several teachings that sins chas v'shalom cause rain to be withheld. Amar tantcha bar chaniloi, ein hagashamim yarden elam kei nimchla v'nisein shal Yisrael. Rain does not fall unless the sins of Israel have been forgiven. Amar tantcha bar reid rabchia ish kfar akoi, ein hagashamim netzaren elam kei neschaibu senein shal Yisrael kloya. Rain is not withheld unless the enemies of Israel, a euphemism for the Jewish people themselves, chas v'shalom deserve to be destroyed. In support, the Gemara cites several psukim, including the passing of Krishma, Ba'atze Es HaShemayim B'lo Yimotar. The Gemara next lists five specific sins which can be the cause of drought. Ein Hagsham Netzar El Bishvil. Rain is withheld only because of one of the following sins. Bishvil Bittel Trumas HaMaisus, because of neglecting to give Trumas HaMaisus. Bishvil Mesapri Lashon Hara, because of those who speak Lashon Hara. Bishvil Azeponim, because of the brazen. The Gemara elaborates on some of the sins caused by brazenness. Bishvil Bittel Torah, because of neglect of Torah study. Vavan Gazel, because of the sin of stealing. The Gemara continues, Maita Kante, how do we remedy a drought? Yarba Bitfila, by increased prayer, as it says, Vaitzava Leha B'mafgia, Hashem commands the rain to fall because of a petitioner, Vein Pegia Elitfila. This word is a term of prayer, as it says, Va'ata Altaspal Ba'ada Hamazah, Va'al Tifkabi. And you do not pray on behalf of this nation, and do not entreat me. Rav Ami also explained the following pasuk: if the iron is dull and you do not sharpen its edge, the Gemara dashed on this pasuk regarding rain. If you see the sky as dull as iron because it's not letting the rain or dew fall, it is because the behaviors of the generation are degenerate. The remedy is based on the second half of the pasuk. Chayalim yigavu yiskaber berachmim. They should strengthen their request for divine mercy. V'yisun hichshur chachma, and even more so would rain have fallen if they had not sinned at all.